Would you please join me in a spirit of prayer? Dear God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable unto you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So before I launch into my message for this morning, I just want to say thank you to all of you for your cards and messages and your inquiries about my health. You may remember Monty Python and the Holy Grail, where they were picking up the dead people, and there was a man who was thrown into the cart, and he said, "I'm not dead yet." And then they smacked him on the head, and he was dead. Well, I'm not dead yet. I didn't have a heart attack. I'm okay. I appreciate your wishes and your concern. But that is behind me. So what are we to make of today's readings? Honestly, they're a little bit strange, which I often say about Scripture. But in some ways, this stuff is for the birds. It's out there. But God's promises can seem to be out there and make no sense to us. And yet we preach here that God loves each and every one of us. Now, I don't know about you, but I have no doubt of that, that God loves each and every one of us. God does not care where we came from. God does not care what language we speak. God does not care what we look like. God loves each and every one of us. I think that is an incontrovertible message from Scripture. Now, yeah, people read Scripture and they think that God is often out to get people that God doesn't like. That God's going to smack down the bad guys, whoever they may be. But our vision of the world and our vision of what's right and wrong is not necessarily God's. And we're in a time of year, Lent, when we should reflect on our lives and what we've done wrong, of our sins. And if you came to church on Ash Wednesday, you remember when the ashes were imposed, the words were spoken, "From ashes you have come, and to ashes you shall return." Now, dwelling on one's own mortality is not necessarily an inspiring thing to do. And I do not suggest we spend all of our time doing that. But it's something we should think about every once in a while. Because none of us has a limitless supply of time on this earth. There will be a day when I am gone. And sadly enough, there will be a day when each of you is gone. So this wasn't an earth-shattering thought I had back in the hospital. But there's a moment when one is being stuck with all sorts of needles and monitors and things, when you begin to think, what if this is it? What have I not accomplished? What have I not repented for? Now, I can say I was lucky. I was here in the Upper Valley. I got to go to DH. The medical staff took good care of me. The medical technology was available. You know, when my father was my age, they weren't doing catheters into the heart. And now they're able to do it. It's pretty remarkable technology. But it's not as good as what they have on Star Trek. And I wondered why the doctors could not come in and just wave something over me and make the discomfort go away. I didn't really think long about that. And there was that moment of ingratitude, like, why can't you do this faster? Rather than focusing on the fact that they were taking care of me. Think about that. the doctors and nurses were taking care of me. Nobody there was sadistic. Nobody liked putting pads on me and then ripping them off. But that is a reflection of God's love for each of us. And yes, today's a beautiful day. The temperatures are seemingly warm. It feels like spring. And in a few weeks, we'll celebrate Easter. And I've said this before, you can't have the crown without the cross. So we have to pass through Lent and the Passion before we get to the resurrection. And we think about the sacrifices God has made for each of us. So one of the commentaries I read spoke about how hens will take care of their young. Does anybody here have chickens that they raise? So I'm okay pretending to be an ornithologist. But apparently, this commentator wrote how a fire had swept through a barnyard. And a mother hen, or her remains, were found around her chicks. She had wrapped her wings around those little birds and protected them. That's the kind of love God shows us, that sacrificial love for each of us. Now, we know that Jesus was one kind of king. What about Herod? Well, we see Jesus getting political in today's reading. So we've got a professional politician, and I say that without any rancor in our midst, but I think she would tell us that she would not want to be called a fox. Because when Jesus calls Herod a fox, he is hitting him right in the gut. So even in an imperial system like that of Rome, governing authorities did not want to be seen as being foxes, as being sly, as being on the make. And Jesus did not use this word, but what is a fox? A fox is vermin. Yeah, foxes may look kind of neat, but they are ultimately vermin in the farmyard. And they steal the eggs. Now, there's been a lot made about the price of eggs lately. I don't know if you want to blame the inflation on Joe Biden or Donald Trump or bird flu, but it's out there. Eggs are expensive. I was struck by how expensive they were when I was in the grocery store a week ago. They've gotten really expensive. What does that have to do with God? The fact is, we're still able to get eggs. We're still able to get just about everything we need. So, I'm going to wrap this up because, frankly, I'm feeling tired. But think about the gifts you have received from God. And think about how you've had opportunities to express your thanks to God and have not done so. It is very easy for us to take things for granted. And Lent is a time for us to acknowledge just how we have done that. And how instead, we should sing our praises to the Lord who loves us, the Lord who made us, the Lord who cares for us now, this day, and forevermore. Would you please join me in prayer? Holy and gracious God, we thank you for the gifts of Scripture. We thank you for the call to repent. We thank you for your willingness to hear our prayers and our confessions. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.